Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys have picked up the pieces after that Falcons lost 38-6 to the Broncos on Sunday?
No.
Okay.
I'm still in shambles.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough ask, Tiff. That's a tough ask.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it doesn't look good right now. It's been two losses. There seems to be regression defensively, slightly offensive regression, and I think it's basically just teams figuring you out. And this is the chess match of it, where okay, we've adjusted to you, now it's time for us to adjust to them, right? And that's kind of where I see us offensively. Yeah. And I think defensively we're there in a way too. Now defensively you're banged up. But you know, I hear panic and stuff, and I just think about the mentality that's kind of a soft mentality when you start panicking and freaking out and all is lost. All is lost. We got one win. We're gonna have one win in the next six games. And I think it's too quick to fire that alarm off and to hit that button or whatever phrase you want to use that I'll probably butcher. What I would say is like we've got to get some guys healthy, and our players, not just our coaches, but our players need to figure out what they're doing wrong and what they're not doing and make that adjustment.
Yeah, and I think, look, to your point, and I understand, I'm not panicking. I'm further along towards there probably than I was at this point last year, even though it was really, really – gloom and doom last year. But I just, to me, some of the things you see, and you and I mentioned it, we started watching the All-22 this morning. You go in, and you know Charlie Warner's out. And one of the first things you notice is they try to run like a mid or wide zone behind Kyle Pitts. And Kyle Pitts is at the tight end on the play side and gets shoved in the backfield. And I think the curiosity for me is why at this point, like, am I going to blame Kyle Pitts for that? Because he's not getting movement on a drive block, on a wide zone, not getting hand placement, hat placement? Or am I going to say, why are we at this point in the season, and this point in Kyle Pitts' career, that we are expecting to be play side on a run play and somehow magically expect him to get that done? It's not going to happen, right? So therein comes the frustration for me. And I think the conversation is always, and you heard it on, you know, Steakhouse yesterday, and we've talked about it before, the conversation is always going to fall back into as well, some of the positions you could have used depth and help in, and we have a backup quarterback that was our number 8 overall draft pick. So I am probably further along than you towards panic, which kind of scares me, to be honest, because I usually pride myself in being more level-headed at this point. But we seem to lack a counterpunch at certain aspects of our game. We seem to lack the ability, okay, you can't get moved in the run game, or you can't pass protect. Let's run screens. Let's run draws. Let's run misdirection. It's the same thing defensively. Okay, they're going to pick apart what we're trying to do in cover 3 and route concepts. Oh, we should be able to blitz. Nope, can't get home. Let's rush 3. Let's drop everybody. Let's go into all these zones. Nope, not working. Just picking you apart. And it's not like it's Tom Brady back there. We're talking about a rookie, Bo Nix. So I think when we came away from the Seattle game and you looked at how we felt after the Seattle game and the fact that you went in against a team you should beat and you got dominated pretty good, it's like, okay, well, you know, we're going to have ups and downs in the NFL season. And then you saw what you saw against New Orleans, and you're like, you know, it's a rivalry game. But this one I've got nothing for. And I think that scares me moving forward. And, coming up and mic'd up later on, I'm going to kind of diagnose and try to project, the games you have left on the schedule and what those games might look like. But it just, nothing feels secure to me. Even looking at some of the scenarios facing some of the bad teams you're playing, nothing feels like it's a slam dunk, that is.
Maybe some answers will get resolved during the bye week. Kirk Cousins, he talked with former Atlanta Falcons QB Dave Archer, also host of Falcons, also an analyst, excuse me, on the Falcons radio network. And they discuss what needs to happen during the Falcons bye week.
Well, we have to have some conversations to talk about how we can be better. And, you know, those are conversations. The conversations are one thing, but actually resolving it and getting answers is the other thing. And so that's what we've got to do. And I think that's probably priority number one on the bye week.
That just so rings out, is the actually resolving it and getting answers and resolving it is another thing.
Yeah.
And that's the reality of where I think you're on a team or you're a part of something where you owe it to not just yourself, but the rest of your team to be held accountable and to show accountability and to say, I've got to be better, I've got to do this, and everyone in that room has to do that. And I think sometimes that's where we think things can maybe get testy. But I don't necessarily think that's going to be the case. I don't foresee that being the case anyways.
No, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be the case. It shouldn't be. Testy is probably a good word. It's not like they're going to get up and beat each other's throats. But testy is a good thing in an NFL locker room because – like I said, that means accountability. And sometimes guys sit back and they can see the end of the road and, you know, in the schedule. And sometimes you have to kind of reset your goals. And that's where leadership steps in and says, hey, what you're doing, what I'm seeing on film is not good enough. And I think that, listen, unfortunately, when you go into a bye week coming off a good win and a good stretch, you can kind of cruise in, feel good, get your body right, you know, get back to doing things. In this situation, you're not going to get any kind of mental reset or mental break. They are probably going to be stewing over this one for the foreseeable future.
Well, you heard Cousins talk about what needs to happen. He said conversations. What are the details in those conversations? What's going to take place? Here's Coach Raheem Morris on what needs to be fixed.
I think it's a little bit of all of it. You know, some of his scheme, you know, some of us putting players in different positions. Some of us doing different things across the board. I think everything that you're talking about when it comes to football will be thought about and will be potentially applied to us going out to the next outing. So, like, whatever it takes to win football games, what we're willing to do. And I know my guys upstairs and my guys on this football team are willing to do all those things.
I said it yesterday. I think scheme has a pivotal part in this because I think sometimes, Mike, you tell me what you know, and Tiff, you've been around this game as much as anybody, what you guys think, but I mean, sometimes you got to adjust your scheme to the personnel you have on the field. And when you lose people, when you don't have your starting two of your three starting cornerbacks, you know, counting the nickel, maybe you've got to play differently. Maybe you can't leave these guys so far back. When you're missing, you know, guys up front or you're not getting production from those guys, or, I don't know, the only two healthy linebackers that you have that you came into the season with on the roster because the other two are out, you maybe adjust what they're doing. You can't just do this everything the same no matter who's out there, right?
Yeah.
Or am I crazy?
No.
Can you adjust for – and not disparaging anyone, but for like talent, like that's
what I'm saying.
That's hard to replace.
Yeah, you're spot on. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, if I don't have D. Alford, who I know plays aggressive and can play tight up on that nickel spot when needed to, or can play back and still read and react quickly, then maybe I go pull the third or fourth nickel when I have Richie Grant in there trying to play it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like last week defensively, and we can get to offensively here in a minute because I know that there's some room there, but defensively I felt like, hey, we know we're missing all these guys, but we're not going to change a damn thing.
That's what it felt like when Kevin King went out, for sure. Because I'm sitting there going, okay, Natron Brooks is up. They'll put him to the outside. They'll slide Clark Phillips to the nickel. Just seems like the logical thing to do. And yet you put in Richie Grant at the nickel throughout the rest of the first half, and Richie Grant has struggled at safety and coverage. So now he's going to go play nickel, and he's going to be able to pattern match and do some of those things. And you got ate up because of it. And you made those changes at halftime. But there's to Raheem's point, and I love that soundbite from Raheem, but it's all over the field, and it's not just one thing. And, you know, Tiff, I like your comment about how do you replace when you don't have talent. That, like, let's just look as far as our offense, and I'm about to say, there's six first-round picks starting on our offense, and another one sitting on the bench. And so when you look at it from that perspective, it's like, dude, the talent is there. We've got one of the highest-ranked offensive lines in terms of what they do. How can you build on that? How can you build counters off of wide zone? How can you, I don't know, maybe pull a guard? That'd be crazy to think about, right? No, I keep bringing that up from time to time. How do you get better at your screens? How do you put in different screens? You know, Sunday, you saw Ray McLeod trying to chip on the way out to help Jake Matthews. And it ended in a disaster because he chipped Jake Matthews instead of chipping the defensive end.
I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing.
No,
because...
and it's laughing because it's a comedy of errors, dude. And like you have to schematically look at that and go, why is this happening? And why is this one of the things that we are depending on to be able to go win this game? So I think it's just everybody on the field, aside from like three players, has to play harder. And I think schematically, as any good coach will say, they have to do they have to do a better job of putting these guys in a position to succeed. And that starts with Raheem. He knows offense and defense, but it does trickle down immediately to Jimmy Lake and Zach Robinson, and then getting more out of the guys that they're putting up to bat on a weekly basis.
Well, Tiffany just said it. How do you with the talent thing? You also got to know people's strengths. And while I've been very on the record about I'm not going to sit here and say I can't. Don't tell me I can't ask Kyle Pitts to block because he's a tight end. And if I can't ask him to block, then the reality of the situation is you know it's coming. But can we go ahead and just not ever ask Ray McLeod to block again unless it's downfield? Because on the one screenplay, maybe all year that you've ran efficiently, it was all because Kadarrell Hodge was able to make a guy miss because Ray didn't block anybody there either.
Yeah.
And Ray Ray's fun. He makes big catches.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Clutch player.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.